Butler County, Ohio. Commits to accessibility with Will the World Partnership. As we go from Illinois through Indiana and into Ohio, the hills appear, and the farmland lessens. I can imagine the leaves changing colors soon. My friend Heather is driving and my service dog, Teddy, is in the back seat. We don't have far to go into the state to get to Butler County, on the outskirts of Cincinnati. The county invited me to visit after they confirmed their collaboration with Will the World. We are going to spend 3 days in the towns of Westchester, Hamilton, Liberty Township, and Fairfield, where many of the attractions are. According to Arturo Gaona, Chief Partnerships Officer and founding partner of Will the World, we chose to partner with Travel Butler County because of their genuine commitment to accessibility and the passion of their team, especially Catherine Rawlinson, Butler County VP of Marketing and Communications, whose leadership has been instrumental. What began with a simple outbound email and a few conversations grew into a strong partnership more than a year ago. Our hotel. We checked into the Marriott Cincinnati North, a large hotel which had me hooked with the automatic doors in the front. Our room and bathroom were both exceptionally large, making it easy to get around. I also appreciated extra touches, such as a peephole in the front door and a bar in the closet that were wheelchair height. The Marriott was located in Westchester, one of the towns we would be exploring, and an easy drive to the others. The area was filled with national brand shopping and dining, with even an IKEA right down the road. Top attractions. When Heather told her son-in-law, an Ohio native, she was going to Butler County, the first thing that came to his mind as a can't-miss stop was Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park and Museum. We were happy to see it on our schedule, though a little disappointed at first, when we found out the visitor's center is not accessible. You can't get in without steps. One of the employees came out to greet me as Heather was inside getting information. She apologized and said they were working on getting a ramp. The rest of the park is easy to get around in a wheelchair. The grounds are perfectly manicured and the sculptures unique. We took a golf cart around the property so we could get up close. You'll find plenty available to rent. The museum had ramps all around and is well worth a visit to see one-of-a-kind artwork, including rare Egyptian artifacts. The collections came from the original owner of the art and the property, philanthropist Harry T. Wilkes. Inside Out Studio is not only an accessible place to shop, it is also built on giving an outlet to those with disabilities to create and sell their work. You'll find jewelry, candles, household items, paintings, ornaments, and more. All are made in the extensive art studio in the back of the shop. Those who work at Inside Out Studio are given their job through the Social Security Administration. When their work is sold, they get 50% of the sale. The program is so popular that there is a waiting list. I couldn't leave without purchasing something. A beautiful pair of orange earrings. We learned so much from our tour guide Bob at the Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting. First, it was about the VOA itself, which was funded by the U.S. government for international broadcasting in 1942. It was established in this very location in Butler County, and became known for its broadcasting during World War II, to stations around the world. It was discontinued from this station in 1994. This museum also gives a look into the beginning of broadcasting and radio in general, especially the influence of Powell Crosley, a Cincinnati native and inventor. He was a pioneer in creating radios and other electronics, even dabbling with selling cars. He purchased the Cincinnati Reds, and their home was renamed Crosley Field. You won't find too many drive-in theaters left, but Butler County has Holiday Auto Theater. I love drive-in theaters and there is no need to worry about finding an accessible seat when you are in your own car. We didn't make it through the double feature after a long day of exploring. It was still a lot of fun. The Donut Trail. One of the claims to fame in Butler County, Ohio, is the Donut Trail. If you like donuts, you'll love this. The trail has 13 stops. You can pick up a passport at any of them and, if you get every stop checked off on your passport, you get a free t-shirt. Even better, you get to try a lot of donuts. As much as we tried, we didn't make it to all 13. We did find our favorites at each one we went to, Buckeye Donut from Kelly S. Bakery. Cream Cheese Filled from Milton S. Donuts. Maple Bacon from Holtman S. Donuts. Blueberry and Sour Cream from Stan the Donut Man. Red Storm from Jupiter Coffee and Donuts. More to eat and drink. Donuts were not the only delicious things we had to eat. Our first night we went to North Star Cafe in Liberty Center. The food and drink menus are unique with the use of a lot of fresh and local ingredients. Heather had the cast iron steak and vegetarian burrito, made with sweet potatoes. I had the pad thai, which I substituted with peanut sauce because they told me the original sauce is fish-based and I'm allergic. We also couldn't resist their house-made ginger soda, and Heather had it in a mojito. Liberty Center is filled with stores, bars, restaurants, entertainment, and creative murals throughout. The ground was smooth, and all the entrances were accessible. We had dessert at Strato Artisanal Delight. This bakery has unusual pastries and French macaroons, as well as gelato. We tasted the melt-in-your-mouth macaroons, and some gelato. I had my mint chip between two fresh chocolate chip cookies. Cozy Cafe and Pub is a bit out of the way, but definitely worth the trip. It's a huge place that still has a homey feel with the different rooms and outdoor patio. There was music playing the night we were there, starting our meal with the warm biscuits and honey butter. The main courses, which were huge, were just as good. Heather went with the house specialty buttermilk fried chicken, and I had the pasta parmigiano, with eggplant. Two stops unique to Butler County that brings you back to your childhood were also on our list. The cone was voted Cincinnati's best soft serve, and I can see why. Their Buckeye Parfait, with peanut butter and fudge sauces, is the best. They even had a pup cup for Teddy and a play area with small rides for the kids. The other is Jolly Inn, which goes back to the days of fast food that's brought out to your car. The menu is small burgers, hot dogs, fries, and popcorn, but the root beer is the star. They LL even put it in a frosted mug on a tray hooked to your car. Heather went home with a gallon container of it. Before you leave. I have never been to a jungle gym s, and I had the totally wrong idea about the one in Fairfield. From the outside, it reminded me of a rainforest cafe, and the monorail only working during special events and giant giraffe led me to believe it was filled with children's activities. It wasn't even close to that. The parking lot was full, and it took us a while to find a handicap spot with room for my ramp. When we got inside, we were surprised to see it empty. As large as it was, there was hardly anyone as we went through the area where they have their own radio station, a department dedicated to cast iron, a deli, huge cheese selection, ice cream shop, and Jersey Mike's. There was a little line at Starbucks, but not enough to fill a parking lot. Then we arrived at the wine and beer selection. I've never seen so many distinct kinds, and each aisle was filled with people exploring the variety. In the middle of this was another busy area, an actual bar. Jungle Jim's has a bar where you can do reasonably priced tastings of wine and beer or purchase a frozen drink to walk around with as you shop. Before leaving Jungle Jim's, a few people told me that I must check out the bathroom. I'm always up to finding accessible bathrooms, and this one had me curious from the start. The door looks like it belongs to a porta potty. It's very lightweight, which is always a plus when you are in a wheelchair, and it led to a long, wide path to a big handicap stall. We did a good job exploring the accessibility of this area, but there is still more to come, says Arturo Gaona. We VE mapped and verified dozens of hotels, attractions, and restaurants, making Butler County the first Will the World verified destination in Ohio. Very soon, we'll launch a joint marketing campaign to showcase these accessible experiences and inspire travelers with disabilities to explore Butler County with confidence and joy.